Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And we're going to talk about the topic, and it'll be in and out. We don't know if Daniel will call or not. I want you all to think about Daniel today. He's buying a new farm, and he's got to sign a bunch of the papers. You all been through that. You know what that's like. And he told us before he had it, I thought he already signed all of it. But I want you to think about what inspires you. What inspires you? You don't have to call in. We're not necessarily going to do that. But I want you to really think about what inspires you to do something. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray that you inspire each and every one of us, that your love, your grace, and your mercy, that we will be inspired to be that same to others. We thank you, Father, for your forgiving nature, which is inspired by your great love. Father, may we be more like you. Father, as I see the news each day here, I realize how dark and evil this world is. But we are your children. We are in the world, but not of the world. And may we behave in such a way. I ask you, Father, for your protection, for your wisdom, for your courage and boldness, that you will equip us to do the jobs that you have us to do. And that each thing that we do, every word that we say, every action will glorify you. And in that, Father, please bring America back home. Make it your home once again. That you will live within each one of your children, which I know you do. That may our hearts be pricked with the repentance, Father, with the guilt and repentance, and then free us from that and give us that peace and that joy and inspire us to take action for you, to be your witnesses in this dark and sinister world and to bring your light to it. If there's one thing that the enemy hates, it's us praying. May we be a praying people. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So what inspires you? This morning, Rudy shared a Christmas song with me, Christmas Hallelujah, and I'd heard it before, but it'd been a long time. It's by Caleb and Kelsey. It tells the story of Christ, our salvation, from the manger, actually from his birth to the cross. From his birth, from the birth of the child to the crucifixion and resurrection. It tells it all, and then they just sing Hallelujah. We listened to it, and it was inspiring to us, moving us to the reality of this Christmas season, or of what our Christian life should be every day, thankful for what he has done. What inspires you? Day in and day out, we are subject to bad news. We are told we are bad. We are told we are racist. We are told we are deplorables and irredeemable. Not very inspiring, is it? We know we are lied to numerous times a day. We know that the media is not trustworthy. Inspiration can be tough to find. Yesterday, I read an article from American Greatness titled The War We Must Fight by Ken Masugi. He was inspiring, but he was also referring to an article that inspired him to write his article, written by Tom Klingenstein. Winning the Cold Civil War. And yesterday afternoon, the mailman brought to us, yes, he is he, delivered the 12th Voice of the Patriot letter. As I read each of these letters, all 12 of them, they have inspired me, lifted me up, encouraged me, made me feel I wasn't alone. And I'm then compelled to share them with you. But as I finished reading the one today, from yesterday, I was saddened. For he, Mr. Anonymous, or Miss Anonymous, said this was the last voice of the Patriot to come. It is difficult to listen to the news day in and day out without being discouraged and overwhelmed. It is good to socialize with like believers and be encouraged by others. You know, go get them, that a boys. We need those. But to be inspired is what we truly need. Inspired to action. What does inspire mean? Fill with urge of ability to do or feel something, especially to do something creative. Stimulate, motivate, cause incline, persuade, encourage, influence, rouse, move, stir, spur, goad. I don't like that one too much. Energize, galvanize, incite, impel, incentivize. Breathe in and inhale. That's another definition for it, but I left it in there because I thought, well, think about that when you're inspired. Just breathe it in and inhale it. I'm not talking about warm, fuzzy feelings. I'm talking about and asking, what inspires you to action? Would you be compelled to act to save a grandchild's life? Jump in front of a bullet to take it for them? If so, love inspired you. We are in extreme dire times. Our democracy is not at risk. It has trailed us, taken us, the leaders, into socialism, communism. But our republic is under fire. A free republic. A free republic is an existential threat to the woke communists in this nation. We are not outnumbered. We do outnumber them. We are not in the minority. But those who are inspired to take action are in the minority. Are you waiting for a modern day John Wayne to save you? We've asked that before. We've told you he's not coming to save you, to save your children, to save your grandchildren, your great grandchildren. Do you not hold some responsibility for them? The Tom Klingensteins and the Dennis Pragers and the Mike Lindells and others such as Donald J. Trump and the Voice of the Patriot are pleading and calling you to action. Do they not inspire you, what they have sacrificed? Does love of God and country and family not inspire you to do something? Is it so difficult? Is it too much trouble to write the congressman or the congresswoman? What about, and I just came up with this when I was writing this, what about we start a postcard brigade? This is just something simple, a little note, perhaps a cease and desist note. What will move you? I love all of you. I've never met many of you, most of you, but I love you. But our God should be our focus and our inspiration. The Voice of the Patriot draws you to Him and to other sources. But first, the Word of God. He is the voice of all patriots. Let us be inspired to continue fighting for our nation and for our God. Be inspired, for you are the patriots. Just as the Voice of the Patriot, it is you who needs to take action. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'll be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
My name is Elmer Heinrich. My company owns and sells Immuno 150, the best nutritional supplement on the market today, bar none. No other nutritional product compares because Immuno 150 contains 9 exotic fruits, 13 vitamins, 17 herbs, 18 amino acids, and 70 plant-derived trace minerals, plus aloe vera, CoQ10, all the omegas, biflavonoids, and more. The 70 trace minerals are the key. Most nutritional products contain no more than 15 minerals because they come from fruits and vegetables. Now, if you want to improve your immune system, call 888-316-2224 or visit immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. Again, that phone number is 888-316-2224.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It's a miracle. Daniel is with us. Daniel, I tell you what, there's no way we ever signed anything in those papers that fast. How are you doing? I told our listeners you're buying a new farm, and they all know what that's like. So.
Yes. Yeah, it is incredible how much paperwork it is. You know, every now and then I write an op-ed unrelated to the energy industry. Definitely going to write one if they need for real estate reform. You know, I told Rudy I wanted to talk about something, but maybe I should just go with the spirit and talk about this. The amount of money you have to give to people who are just profiteering, and you look at the list, and there's the title company, the title search company, the title insurance company, and I want to say, who are these people, and why do they all get a couple hundred here, a couple, oh, the county registrar needs this, the county feel needs this. The
How many fingers are in
this.
That pot of gold, huh?
You know, it's like this elderly woman, it was her family farm, and she can't maintain it anymore. It was a great opportunity. It's right in the neighborhood where I live, basically. 66 acres, so it's very exciting. Nice big piece of land.
It is.
And so she's selling, and I'm buying, and somehow in the process, dozens and dozens of people are taking a little sliver, and it's all because it's regulated by
government.
Exactly. They've all passed laws and have guaranteed. Bethann, my little farmhouse to be is so high on a hill, almost to the point that if you have to walk down to the road to the mailbox, you'll be huffing and puffing on the walk back. The amount of flood insurance documents I had to sign. He said, this is ridiculous. I said, if there's a flood, the whole state of Virginia is in much, much worse shape than my farm.
Welcome to Agenda 21, where they're going to take every puddle, every drop of rain. They don't you dare put a rain barrel out to collect that rainwater like Grandma used to do. Don't you do that now, because that belongs to the community, not to you, Daniel. I'm so glad you've joined us. I'll tell you what. My question for the day is, what inspires you? And I want to talk about what your topic is that you got that you sent to Rudy here a little bit ago. But I'll tell you what, you know, when you first joined us, you had to been inspired. You had to have been inspired by something that made you start Power of the Future.
Yeah.
And
And what was that? I think what inspires me is still around. It may not be as prevalent as it once was. It's still around. But what inspires me is that spirit that was typical of Americans, that we still find in a lot of Americans, of people who want to survive on their own. Sovereignty, self-preservation. The dignity that comes with the hard work of
independence. Yeah.
Right. And that inspires me. And I think, and I started Power of the Future because people wanted that. And it was always government that got in the way. It was government and people with a vested interest who used government to take what was not theirs. Kind of like I was just saying, you know, Tom Spire type people who wanted to use government to get rid of the coal industry in America, because they run the coal industry in Indonesia, and they want that to be more profitable.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. $250 trillion. Is that trillion or, yeah.
$250 billion. So the Walmart.
Is it billion? Okay, I'm trying to count those zeros on that little bitty thing on my phone. Go with it.
One of those stories that gets you so angry, you almost can't see straight. So the Walton family combined. Right, these are the Walmarts, the heirs of Sam Walton, great American entrepreneur. The family combined is worth about $250 billion, which the Walton family, in case you were curious, is worth more than the Turner family combined. Right, we don't have $250 billion, but the Waltons do. They have a lot of money. Mm. One of the Walton heirs, Lucas Walton, in his own right, is worth $22 billion. Again, that's more than I have. So Lucas Walton is worth $22 billion. He gave hundreds of thousands of dollars in the 2020 campaign to the Biden campaign, to the Democrat committee. And Lucas Walton has started a solar panel company, and he just received a grant from the federal government. He received a loan for $500 million to build his solar panel company. Again, a man worth $22 billion, a family worth $250 billion, got free money from the government because he didn't want to have to invest his own money. He wanted someone else to start his company. He wanted someone else to pay for the upstart costs. How many farmers are listening to us right now, or small business owners, who said, boy, that would have been nice, someone else finance your upstart costs? I came out of pocket. So he got $500 million from the government to start his solar panel company. Sounds a little bit like Solyndra, doesn't it? Big donor. Mm. And his solar panel company is going to be based in India. Not Indiana, just be clear. India. So if the Green New Deal, if Biden's Build Back Better, we're going to, all these green jobs he has said we're going to create, the first loan as part of this program is building a solar panel factory in India, owned by a man worth $22 billion. Lucas Walton doesn't need a darn dime, and India does not deserve jobs over America with American tax dollars. Angry, Beth Ann, beyond the point you can see straight.
They really hate this country, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They use it. They abuse it. But they really hate the people here.
Yeah.
And Walmart, The Waltons, I think their dad was not like that, but I don't know. I never met him. I know that he was, at one time he was, gonna put big money into, a building for a Christian, university, and he passed away before that was done, and his children didn't want to do it.
No.
But I think it got done, but I'm not sure on that. I have to go check my history on that, but it's, they take advantage. I mean, the middle class is who, the middle class and the poor are who have made them rich.
Mm-hmm.
But by golly, they're not going to give you a job. They're going to do that in India, where they can do it with slave labor and cheap labor and not have to put up with American regulations and rules and mandates and such.
Exactly. The average salary in India for someone who will work in this type of factory is about $140 a month. So clearly Lucas Walton and First Solar, they are opening their factory in India because there are no labor costs, right? We're not going to be paying people $15 an hour. Remember, Biden promised us these are going to be good union jobs, good, you can raise a family on these jobs. Maybe they can raise a family in India on that salary. But
then
India
doesn't have a union.
Exactly. There's no, and then on the environmental side, if this is really about the climate, if this is really about climate change and protecting the environment, A, those solar panels are all going to have to be shipped over to America. So if they were made in Indiana, there would be less of a footprint than building them in India. And B, India is ranked, Yale University ranks all the countries in the world based on their environmental record, 180 countries. India is ranked 168 because there are no environmental regulations. There is no EPA. There is no Greta Thunberg leading a protest to shut down this plant because it is leaching toxic chemicals into the groundwater. India is a dirty country. That's not an offensive statement. That is a truthful country statement. They are an environmentally destructive and dangerous company. So Lucas Walton doesn't have to pay his workers. He doesn't have to worry about the EPA knocking on his door to say, hey, can we talk about your groundwater mitigation strategies? To know. So, and again, who is profiting from this, Beth Ann? Lucas Walton. Right?
So what inspires Lucas Walton? Money. Greed.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and how often do the Elizabeth Warrens and the Bernie Sanders and the AOCs talk about the greed? Right. But Jen Psaki, the press secretary, just the other day talked about why are meat prices so high? Ask the meat industry. Ask the meat industry driving up the prices.
Because farmers are greedy.
We're the greedy ones, always.
Yeah.
You're greedy. Farmers are greedy. Not Lucas Walton. Lucas Walton cares about the earth. He's building a solar panel factory. It's like I said, Beth Ann, it's a terrible way to begin the Christmas weekend. It's so infuriating.
It is infuriating. But hang on to that American spirit and be inspired. We're going to send you, I think we've got his address, don't we? Have we sent you the Voice of the Patriot letters?
Yes, you do, ma'am. Yes, you do.
Well, we got the last one yesterday, and we need to share that one with you, too. Because that man inspires me, and I hope he does you, too. But it's not enough to sit here and say, oh, yeah, that's good. We got to go do it, which is what you have done, and I appreciate it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for
public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
810-214-4064. 810-214-4064. 810-214-4064. That's 810-214-4064.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I hope that Daniel made you a little angry with what he was telling us. We will never know those things if it isn't for someone like Daniel. Daniel's a young man. Well, young in my eyes. And this is his thing right now. A city boy, and he's turned into a farmer. He realizes what he must do. Said he was inspired by the American spirit of independence, the want for freedom. This I received this morning from a woman from MyPillow that we correspond with occasionally. She said, "Good morning. I wanted to let you know that Mike and MyPillow will be donating over 10,000 pillows to the tornado victims in Kentucky. They will be passed out on Christmas Eve. I feel it's a good story that can be passed along to your listeners." And you think, well, yeah, but he's got money. Well, he's got a lot less money than he did have because the left has attacked him. And certain even so-called conservative networks refuse to listen to him over the issue of voter fraud and a stolen election. And he has sacrificed a lot. He is one of our modern day founding fathers. Not a perfect man, but a good man. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. I believe Mike is one of those. I believe Donald Trump is one of those. What are you? Because, you know, it wasn't just the George Washingtons. It wasn't the Thomas Jeffersons. They inspired the rest of America. And it wasn't the rest of America. It was only 2 or 3% of America that were willing to fight for freedom and independence, that were willing to buck the system of the king. They just were the voices of the patriot, Thomas Paine. The voice of the patriot, this is number 12, what Christian America must do. He starts out, I won't read the entire thing to you. I can't. We don't have time. I strongly encourage you, if you haven't gotten these letters, you need to get every single one of them and you need to be inspired. Your eyes will be open to certain things. This guy, I don't even know him or her, very wise. Very driven. Satan poses as an angel of light. Socialism poses as an agent of enlightenment. Evil poses as justice, equality, tolerance, compassion, and love. The evil one is clever. His trap forces Christian Americans to appear as hypocrites, opposing their own sacred values. In the battle of good versus evil, Satan's people have a universe of deceptions at their fingertips. Evil freely transgresses the hard boundary of truth. Christians are limited to truth, facts, and reality. Understand reality, he says. Socialism denies God. His principles, his commandments, his teachings. In socialism, government is the supreme authority. God is reviled as a competitor. Socialism is engaged in a slow motion overthrow of America. Why? One asks. Is it taking so long? America is genetically and spiritually opposed to tyranny. I think that's that spirit of independence. The American government was designed to make tyranny impossible. Every aspect of Americanism opposes every aspect of socialism. Americans love freedom. They are inspired. I'm sorry. They are spirited. They are feisty and they own guns. Free Americans will not bow to socialism. Neither will they yield to force. The satanic option is deception. To convince America that government is more loving, capable, and wiser than the God of heaven. The tactic is to install socialism one building block at a time. Each decision, evidently wise at the moment, decisions made in the demonic darkness of socialism, of socialist-inspired news, education, and entertainment. When the structure is complete, only then will the switch be thrown. When the light comes on, America will discover, too late, that with their own hands and their own money, they built a prison. I would say they built their own prison. In 2021, walls are built, razor wire is in place, guard towers erected, and iron gates are in position. One might ask, how bad can it be? Look at the mess we have now. A powerful government would at least restore peace and ensure a living wage. That is exactly the mindset they have worked a century to create. That mindset will peacefully accept final closing of the iron gates. Do you understand what he's saying there? They'll make us so miserable that we'll be willing to become their subjects, the peasants of socialism. He says, understand, the workers' paradise is not sought by workers. It is advocated by intellectuals, the elite, the wealthy, and the powerful. Why? Because socialism enriches the ruling class. It plunders the wealth of millions of workers and businesses. Socialism is godless and brutal. Let's back up to what Daniel was telling. This elite rich man, Lucas Walton, is going to start a multi-million dollar, billion dollar business using government money because he can't use his own money. I mean, come on. But he's going to build it in India. He's not going to better the people who go to his stores and shop. No! He doesn't care about them. You think he's going to build some Walmarts over in India? Or does he even care if they have shoes? You know, it's more evident day in and day out what they are doing and how much they hate you. The shams, the lies, the hoax of climate change and how they're using it. The Agenda 21, the environmental groups, the animal rights groups. They're using it all against the American people. Against you. They don't want you to have your land. They don't want you to own your waterways, your airways. They don't want you to have any of it. They want it all. And then you dirty little peasants can get some scrap somewhere. That's why they don't want you to have guns. Because the Americans are getting angry. And they know they're going to make you angry. And they know that there's going to be 2 or 3% of you that are going to be that angry to rebel. So they must take your guns. It's written in their socialist communist books. That's why they want to take it. And that's why they want to remove God. You should not worship him. You should worship them. You know, polish their boots a little bit. Because they're better than you. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. What inspires you? You better get inspired and get called to action. Or your grandchildren are going to be in slavery. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You can look for the silver lining or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. So, the voice of the patriot is trying to inspire you. And many writers are inspiring you, trying to inspire you. Many, I keep laughing about, everybody's written a book. You know, I want Trump's book because his is pictures. But America, if we sit and read every book that comes out, we're going to lose this war. It's one thing to read and be inspired. It's another thing to take action. At some point in time, as in the scriptures, in Ecclesiastes, there's a time for war. Now, I'm not saying pick up your guns and go shoot somebody. That's not what I'm saying. But we have a cold civil war going on. And that's what Klingenstein was writing about. And it's a war that, whether we want it or not, we're in it. You can ignore all the politics you want to ignore, but you're in this war. And if you do not choose to pick up and take action of some sort, some kind, we're going to talk about this postcard thing, because I just came up with this idea. Now, Beth's really bad about coming up with ideas and then dropping it. I don't have the money to get them all printed, and I was just saying, I wonder where we could get them printed, and Rudy said Staples. Well, we just had a big deal with Staples because they were late getting stuff printed for us. We're doing media kits to do a big mailing to Made in America companies to try and get some revenue in here. They took so long to get it. It was Christmas season. We couldn't really get, I mean, the holiday season with Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we couldn't So we couldn't get it done in time. So we're still going to do it. We've sent out a few. But it was too late to make the phone calls to get anybody to take action for during Christmas season. They just don't. But a postcard with a simple little message, handwritten. If Nancy Pelosi even got 500 of those, I think she would take notice. Now, I realize I'm not John Hannity show. I don't have the millions and millions of reviewers and listeners that he has. But I have you. You are the ones who are paying the price for everything this government is doing to us. Donald Trump paid the price. His kids are paying the price. They're still wealthy and doing okay. They don't have to worry about where their Christmas presents are coming from or how they're going to pay for them like the rest of us. But they have made sacrifices. Now, the sacrifice you make could be considered greater. If you look at the scripture where the widow who gave them her last mite, she gave it all. You know, these men of writing, they inspire me to come in here every day. I'm old enough to retire. I should have been retired a long time ago. But I can't. I just can't. How can I take my last breath on earth and say I did nothing? Did nothing to keep my great-grandchildren from slavery. From being able to own a piece of land and to work it. To have their own businesses. To go to work in the factory and make a decent living. To have a choice in their health care. How can I take my last breath if I haven't done something to guard that, to protect it, to fight the enemy who's trying to take it all from them? He goes on in this letter. I've read so many this morning that I'm trying to figure out which one I read this in. But this trillions dollars of debt that they're putting us in, it's a nail in the coffin to totally collapse the economy of this nation. And it'll be the last breath for the middle class American. No wonder Walton wants to go to India. Nobody's going to have any money to shop at his stores here pretty soon. They will completely take this country down. You can't build back better until you tear it down. And that's what they're doing. It's not because they're incompetent. It's because they are corrupt and they are evil. Time in it, over and over again, every night, we hear another horrible story of these people that are making millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands, six-figure dollars. There's another producer of CNN has been accused and is in trouble for sex with a child. Oh, they covered the young man's trial over and over and over again. We've heard nothing about this woman, and she has the goods on many people in this nation for child human trafficking and sex trafficking. Of children. Pelosi doesn't care. Schumer doesn't care. Swalwell doesn't care. McConnell doesn't care. Does Kevin McCarthy care? Does any of them care? They have their own slush fund to cover their own little tails. America had better stand up, and if you are a Christian, you better get active. You can't sit there and just say, let there be peace. What was it the man said out of the Thomas Paine book? if there be, let there be peace. He didn't want to get involved. But we're the ones that should do the fighting so that our children can have peace, can have jobs, can have that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Order these letters. I'm not getting any money for it. Just order these letters. The Voice of the Patriot didn't get any money for it. It's a sacrifice. He is the Thomas Paine of today. All I am is a newsstand to give them to you. Order the Range magazine. Get the New American. Get inspired. But don't just sit and read. Pass them along. That was the thing with the Thomas Paine, the common sense. He wrote them and they passed them around and the soldiers read them and the families read them and they were inspired and they were encouraged. And they knew what was happening. Voice of the Patriot. He's speaking for you. So many have given. What will you do? What inspires you to action? I ask you to pray about it. Because God is our inspiration. He made the ultimate sacrifice for our liberty. Bring America home, folks.
Later on, we'll conspire.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged, and it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.